following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea's on the way.
Back, everybody. You have landed smack dab at the beginning of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. And if you are listening to our show for the first time, we don't really do anything serious here at all. We don't have any serious guests. Oh, no, we do not talk politics. Sometimes we bring you breaking news, but there's a good chance it might be completely ridiculous. This show is very simply a safe place. You can sit back and not have to think about anything for about an hour. And who knows? You might choose to listen to the podcast and listen for another hour, so that would be like about 2 hours. Kind of hanging back. Like staying in the movie theater after the movie's over, you know, so you can sit through it again. Watch it twice, maybe catch some things you missed. Well, we encourage that. No, not watching the movie twice. You'll get in trouble for that. I'm talking about listening to our show twice. You know, we have a replay Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Enjoy us with a nice cup of coffee or some breakfast blend Earl Grey. And also, in addition to, you can listen to the podcast as many times as you want. Free! Speaking of the podcast, if you have not done it yet, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Because not just our podcast is there, but every other show they carry on FM Talk. And, you know, you're going to find more local voices, more local content than any other station around these parts, okay? So make sure you do that. Also want to thank John Felcher, who did a wonderful job delivering our Reindeer Diaries reports. His regular outdoor segments are a feature on FM Talk 106.5 throughout the day, so be sure to catch those. Thank you very much, John Felcher. And it's good to be back in the after Christmas glow with one of my partners in silly, John Bell. Hey, John.
Hello. How you doing?
How you doing? I don't have to ask how you spent your Christmas holiday.
What, you got agents spying on me or something?
Because this was your first Christmas to utilize your brand new motor lodge shelter, whatever you want to call it, out there on the back of the property here at Roxbury Farms. What do you call the little...
The little what?
The pad there. It's a pad where the silo used to be.
Oh, yeah, before someone stole those silos in the dark of night.
Yeah, so we've got that big top over it, and...
I always wanted to work under the big top.
Nice area for you guys to chill and grill out there.
Well, we got the grill because of the chill. It's pretty cold out there at night.
And yet, still be far enough away to maintain a safe distance from everyone.
Yeah, like the bill collectors. And, of course, Earl T., when he's on one of his odd tangents.
Too much togetherness can... be a very frustrating thing for the Roxbury players.
Especially with Earl T.
But seriously, we see you've strung some of the cafe lights out there. I love those lights.
Yeah, they add a touch of class to an otherwise unclassy group.
And we love having you guys back there. I know that you will keep an eye on things. I don't remember if it was Earl T. or Reggie who told me, but I understand you guys had a little problem with all of your inflatable cows. Inflatable cattle getting trampled by something?
Oh, yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, the latest in thing for outdoor inflatable decorations is dinosaurs. And we brought in a whole bunch of dinosaurs, and those poor little cows didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, and I think all of those fans you got going out there tripped a breaker the other night.
Yeah, it could have been Reggie's boombox.
Uh-huh.
That sucker puts out like 10,000 watts.
I thought we had dedicated power out there for you guys. Apparently we don't. I'll have to put that on Hubby's list.
Oh, and we got some suggestions for that list.
But hey, I do love having you guys back there.
As opposed to being inside the house.
Your wife is welcome anytime. Miss Jean could move in with us and I would love it. As for you, you're kind of messy. One request. Just remember, don't leave any food out or anything that would entice coyotes.
Coyotes?
You don't need to feed any critters at all. Other than that, that is y'all's space out there.
Party!
Okay.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened, and don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book, in some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of your precious me time with us, no matter where you are or what you happen to be getting yourself up to today. A lot of us just hanging on by a thread because the people around us are driving us crazy.
I would be offended, but I know you can't possibly be referring to me.
Not just you, no.
I think it's time you let everyone know we're related.
I think they've probably figured that out. I don't want to get into that right now.
I'll explain it in another episode. But I will say that since we've moved the studios up to the farmhouse, I've had quite a time getting Miss Astor situated to my new she shed.
She, what we built out there for you, that is not a shed by any stretch of the imagination. Don't want to talk about that right now. What's going on with the cat?
I don't know what's happened to her. I couldn't keep her out of the Christmas tree.
That cat needs medicating.
I can't bring anything fragile up here. And you know I have to have my Waterford with me.
You don't need to have Crystal up here. You're just asking for something to happen.
Whatever.
Ugh. I thought we had everything kind of settled. You know, I'm trying to put together a New Year's dinner. I was trying to.
Well, forget about that. I'm having problems with my cat.
Oh, man.
I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it?
Not at all. No.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway.
Sometimes you sleep all afternoon. Sometimes you race around the room. You pooped outside your litter box. And you peed on all my husband's socks. You dug up my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam. And shredded all my drapes. You covered all your paws in potting soil. Then across my white rug you did traipse. You're lucky you've one saving grace. It's that sweet look upon your face. That's why Dr. Seuss kept you in his hat. You are my love, my friend, my cat.
No, no, not Grandma Cadeau's ceramic teapot. Oh, no.
Oh, you know I can't stay angry with you for very long.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend, and don't you go anywhere.
From all of us at the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, have a safe and blessed holiday weekend.
Did you get what you really wanted for Christmas? Instead of playing with some really cool toy on Christmas Day, did you just stand out in the cold singing songs that make no sense? I mean, Fahu Fores, Dahu Dores, what's that all about? Well, now you can get just what you wanted at the Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale. You'll find Gumblers and Hoosers and Bump Trumpers and PlayStations and Xboxes galore at super low discount prices. Just reach in and take what you want, plus decorations, trees, and cans of hoo-hash. The Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale at the top of Mount Crumpet all Christmas Day. Hurry, what doesn't get sold gets dumped. Take advantage of a heart three times too small. Hurry, everything is cash and carry.
Smokin'!
Not Jim Carrey. when it's pennies you want to pinch, come see the Grinch. I'm just what the doctor ordered.
Hello, come right in and lie down on the couch. Please, tell me your name again.
Amazon.com.
Your name is Amazon.com.
Yeah, so what about it?
That's fine. As long as you're paying in cash, you can call yourself whatever you want. So, what's troubling you?
It seems that with every passing day, I'm filled with more hostility toward A&A Vacuum.
A&A Vacuum?
Uh-huh.
Is that a person?
No, you fathead, it's a store.
Okay. So, Amazon.com. Why do you hate A&A Vacuum Store?
Because their machine prices are much lower than mine. They do everything. They assemble your machine for you free. They have free delivery. Their service is over the top. And they've been locally owned for 60 years and treat their customers like family.
Are you writing all this down?
I'm headed to A&A Vacuum as soon as you're done complaining.
Any advice about my anger issues?
Yeah. Accept the reality that A&A Vacuum cannot be beat.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering. If you're planning a party or reception, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. We have great menus to fit any budget, great food, and unsurpassed service. Our award-winning culinary chefs are committed to making your wedding or corporate event one to remember, and will custom design any menu to complement your taste. Call our event planners at Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com.
Also, a super idea for New Year's Eve, if you're having folks over, just do some light hors d'oeuvres throughout the evening, and the closer it gets to midnight, whip out some of those wonderful dishes that you've had in the freezer from Naaman's Catering. You don't have to wait around. You can order these right now, ahead of time. Put them in the freezer. Hash brown casserole and some delicious quiches. They have ham and cheese, sausage and mushroom, spinach, and seafood quiche. French toast casserole, egg and cheese. Ooh, Western egg and cheese. And there's several other ones. I can't remember them off the top of my head. Reach out to them today. Naaman's Catering, 473-3900, or at naamanscatering.com. Give them a call. They will take care of you.
Hey, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. The holiday season brings joy, celebration, and fun times spent with friends and family. Don't let the celebration turn into devastation. If you choose to drink and drive, you're endangering your life and the life of everyone around you. Be responsible and don't let a good time turn into a lifetime of regret. If alcohol will be included in your plans, try making your after-party plans ahead of time so you can feel free to enjoy yourself without worrying about the ride home. Arrange a reliable ride with Uber, Lyft, or any of the many ride-sharing apps to help you get where you're going safely. Or call a friend or family member to come pick you up. Trust me, they care about you and they'll forgive you for waking them up. Don't let alcohol destroy the things that matter most, your life and the lives of others. Enjoy the season and stay safe.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you are having a great weekend, or at least a tolerable weekend, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. And you know, it might not even be the weekend when you're listening to us, because we are available on demand via the podcast. There are a lot of things we cannot control in life, but listening at what you want to listen at, whenever you want to listen at it, that is very controllable. And if you download the FM Talk 106.5 app, your favorite shows will be available to you with a tap of the finger. No, Jim, not that finger. You are terrible. For those of you who are familiar with our show, we were on the air for a number of years, and we did take a handful of years off, came back, did the holiday thing. I guess that was 2019. Then things were kind of weird for about 3 years. I'm sure they were for you, too. We've spent a lot of time at the family farmhouse over the years, and since there are no little bitty kids no mo, we thought, hey, why are we keeping all this up everywhere? So, after a whole lot of effort and lots of technical magic, we are all on the Roxbury Farms compound. And we are loving it. Everybody's together. And yes, I'm related to most of my radio family. And some people, you don't actually have to share DNA for them to be family. So we've got a few of those too. But we love it here, and we love our FM Talk 106.5 family. And we appreciate them putting up with us for yet another year. At least I think they're going to put up with us for another year. Might be a good idea to find that out. Okay, Brother Jim is telling me we have a phone call from Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Hello, hello.
So after thinking about the dad jokes, dad jokes really get a bad rap.
So you're doing a total 180 on Jim's awful holiday dad jokes. You remember what you called him last week, right?
Corny, embarrassing, and predictable.
Right, and you said he shouldn't tell them anymore.
They're told with the best of intentions.
Maybe, but it's like criminal intent. Don't you agree?
Unlike the driver of a carload of drugs across state lines, they're completely innocent.
Well, Jim does deliver those dad jokes with a lot of joy.
Have you ever heard of a mean-spirited dad joke?
Have I ever heard a mean-spirited dad joke?
Probably not.
Okay, so if you want to do a dad joke PSA, we can fit them in with the drunk driving PSAs you're doing, but drunk driving PSAs get priority, okay?
All right.
Okay, so just go ahead. Let's announce whatever you would like. Your complete turnaround on your opinion of the holiday dad jokes. But you're the boss. Go ahead.
And now, a message from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
Jim, what did you say to the sheriff to get him...
Be nice.
Unbelievable.
If the dad in your life is feeling festive, give him the floor by letting him tell all the dad jokes he wants to. Reindeer, elves, Santa, whatever the subject matter. Just try to laugh at some of them, even if you'd rather crawl away and hide somewhere. Consider it his Christmas present.
But if they're really bad, it could send somebody into a deep depression. We can't hold them responsible.
They're completely legal.
Okay.
A message from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
And you know what? It might be good to have law enforcement on speed dial. Listen to what was waiting for us this morning.
Thank you for calling. Please leave a message.
Hey, Jolene, it's Rusty. Look, I put about 1,000 miles on my damn car last week trying to find y'all's new studio up there. I still can't find it. I tried to call you, but I guess you must have had to change your number for some reason. But I'd like to get your new number so I could, track you. That way, like on the police shows, I'd know where you're at all the time, Let me know, because I like to have a place, on 65. It'd be nice to have me a halfway point where, if I was going up 65, I could pull off, and visit. Maybe have a sandwich, with you. I got my new drone, too. I thought you might want to know about that. It's up there right now. It's circling around the area. I just don't know exactly where you at. Maybe I'll be able to find it that way, but I don't know. It'd just be nice to have a pit stop up there, and maybe you'd have pickled eggs on the ready, so people coming through, they stop by. I like them. I love them pickled eggs. But you could have that, maybe some Kool-Aid or drinks, for people. And me, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, when you give me your number. Anyway, give me a call. You got my number and all that.
I can't. Not gonna. I see my light is flashing. I'm going to take this call. Hello?
Hey, Jolene. Yes, thank you so much for having us up to y'all's place. We just really enjoyed our visit. Christopher and I did really enjoyed our visit up there to the Grand Roxbury Farms.
Absolutely. We loved seeing you.
It's a beautiful place. By the way, Mother said she heard you say that y'all are going to be staying on the radio now forever. Is that true?
Well, we've been back a year, but we're staying. Yeah.
I sure hope so, because, I didn't want to say nothing, but, I've been having some things.
Billy.
Issues.
Keep it together.
I just really need to hear the show, Jolene.
It's something you said while you guys were up here, that listening to the show is actually helping you sleep.
Oh, it helps me sleep so much better, and it just makes me, it makes me happy, Jolene. Brings a little happiness to an older person's life, and, I'm just getting all choked up now. I'm going to go on and listen now, and listen to your podcast over and over and until, we get my blood pressure back down.
Well, Billy, I hope you can do that. We will talk to you soon. Okay, so I had a New Year's dinner planned for the whole group of us and some special guests. And I gave John Bell one job to do, and that was to contact our out-of-town people to give them plenty of time to make arrangements to be here. Did he get that done? No. And yet he's one of the people who will ask why I stress myself out by doing everything myself.
You think you can stop obsessing long enough to take this call?
Who is it?
Hey, Jolene. Dan Kelly in New York.
Dan, you're supposed to be here for the first week of the new year. We were expecting you. We had a few organizational problems. You're supposed to be here.
Holy schmamoly. Completely forgot.
How do you forget something like that?
I don't know.
I know you got the invitation.
I just completely forgot to read it.
The dinner. You know, we've rescheduled the whole thing. We're going to all have dinner together. Are you coming?
I will be flying in for dinner.
Excellent. And you don't need to bring anything.
Earl T said we need gravy.
We need what?
Gravy.
No, we don't need that. That was one of the problems that we ran into.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. I've got lots of it.
No, you don't need to bring any gravy. We've got tons of it in the freezer.
Okay, bye.
You see what they do to me?
I'll talk to you later.
I have to color my hair. Each gray hair, as you might imagine, has a name attached to it. And they're making some wonderful over-the-counter meds for that now, too.
You often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome. Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins.
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above-listed symptoms will happen to you, and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it.
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylofem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylofem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylofem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it. Tylofem. Because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hey, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. The holiday season brings joy, celebration, and fun times spent with friends and family. If you choose to drink and drive, you're endangering your life and the life of everyone around you. So if alcohol will be included in your plans, be responsible. You may think you're okay to drive after a few drinks. You are not. Arrange a reliable ride with any of the many ride-sharing apps to help you get where you're going safely. Try making your after-party plans ahead of time so you can feel free to enjoy yourself without worrying about the ride home. Driving drunk is a crime. You don't want a ride from law enforcement. We're currently overcrowded by several hundred inmates, so the floor is the only option. Going to jail is not fun. Don't let alcohol destroy the things that matter most. Your life and the lives of others. Make the right choice, enjoy the season, and stay safe.
Roxbury.
This year, all I did was try to plan a dinner for everybody here at the show. As usual, I was the only one who was organized.
Now, wait a minute.
I gave you the list.
Yeah,
the sign-up sheet.
I seem to recall something like that.
I thought I could get a little help. You were in charge of the list.
And I told everybody to bring something.
Everybody brought gravy.
Well, Everybody loves gravy.
I know here in the South it's a food group, but it is possible to have too much.
Ah, the holidays. Time for traditional feasts.
Who wants turkey?
I do.
Who wants gravy?
Yuck!
Yes, kids hate gravy. It's lumpy and greasy, just like weird Uncle Bertrand. But wait, why serve the kids just plain old gravy when they can have crazy gravy?
Yay!
Yes, it's crazy gravy. The colorful, flavorful gravy that kids love to play with. You can mold it into any shape.
I made a doggy.
I made a Mount Rushmore.
And crazy gravy wobbles and wiggles and bounces. You can even spread it out over a newspaper.
What's a newspaper?
Yes, your kids will have hours of fun during and after dinner time. And the kids will never run out of crazy gravy because it grows.
Who ate all the turkey?
I think the crazy gravy ate it.
Uh-oh.
When it grows big enough, kids can play all sorts of games with crazy gravy, like leapfrog, hide and seek.
Take that crazy gravy outside.
Yes, crazy gravy grows like crazy. The whole neighborhood will come out to see what your crazy gravy is up to. So will the National Guard. Crazy gravy comes in three holiday feast flavors: turkey, ham, and tofu. A product of Henderson Industrial Waste Radioactive Recycling and Cloning Labs. Crazy gravy stays crazy until it reaches critical mass.
You know we're not finished talking about this, right? I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys for hanging out and spending some of your precious me time with us. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, I hope we are a little escape. We like it when you don't have to think too much about stuff. So we just make a bunch of stuff and throw it out there. Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but you know what I'm talking about, Willis. You know, some of the mostest, funnest times we have on the show are the segments we do with Alec Naiman in Belle's Kitchen. And we have put together, golly, I don't know, a couple dozen musical numbers that kind of stick in your head for a little while for the rest of the day. One of them specifically, I remember Alec explaining to us, I think he was making shrimp Delmonico or Cajun something, I don't know. But he was talking about the need for big shrimp in this particular dish. Well, let me just play it.
No.
Here we go.
Well, that's too bad, because here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Jolene, you promised.
I said no, sir. Mix a lot. Oh. This is the Commodore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whoa, look at that bathing beauty. 36, 24, 36. Yeah. Gotta have him.
At two, Alec.
I'm kind of getting into this.
Oh, yeah. Give it.
Oh, all right.
Ow, I need something big. Shrimp. Big spicy, spicy, spicy. Make them hot, I ain't no wimp. I need some big.
We like some big.
Shrimp.
Not bad, Bill.
Thank you.
I keep it fast. And eat them slow. Yeah, this is how the story goes. I went to get me some shrimp. Cause I was trying out a new recipe.
Earl, please wash your hands first.
How many pounds? And what count do you need?
Oh, let's see. Give me 2. Give me 4. Now make it 6. Just make them big. Some big.
We sound like Destiny's Child.
No, we don't.
Make them spicy, spicy. Make them hot. I ain't no whip. I need some bag.
He likes some bag.
Tramp.
I like this.
Me too.
I peel them fast. And eat them slow. Eat them up before they go. Eat them up now.
See
up,
everybody
eat
next
up.
Week.
Cha-cha dolls from Belle's Kitchen. I believe I'm getting my groove on.
Yeah, you're getting something on.
Well, at least I'm trying.
I've never seen anybody step on their own feet.
Here's a better way to do that.
Go, Alec. Go, Alec. Go, Alec.
Hey, he's knocking. Alec, you're knocking over some plates.
We need to stop him.
Stop.
That's my good china. That's my good china.
Oh, yeah.
Remember to give them a call at Naaman's Catering right here in Mobile, 473-3900. Get your order in for those New Year's Eve party, the breakfast casseroles. They're just my favorite, and they're a perfect idea. Each pan serves up to 15 people, So, of course, if you're going to have more folks than that, you can buy several. They are priced righteously. Whether you love cheesy stuff, you know, like hash brown casserole or a breakfast quiche, maybe a hot cinnamon French toast casserole. A delectable way to start a brand new year. Go to NaemansCatering.com and look at their full menu. If you happen to be listening to this show for the first time, you will notice we don't cover any news. We don't cover politics. Nothing anywhere near serious, but we like it that way because we believe everybody needs to laugh a little bit more because it releases endorphins. Remember we used to talk about the endorphins? There they are. Yes, laughter releases endorphins, and they make you feel better. They just do. Something else you might have noticed we have not talked about, New Year's resolutions. Except to talk about how we don't keep them. I don't. It's very tough. And one I used to make every year was to lose weight. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 5 pounds, 20 pounds. I couldn't do it. But I would go out and buy that inspirational pair of jeans. The ones that cut my circulation totally off. Plus, I was hungry.
Spare a little Cheeto, save some chips for me. For one day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand. I got the zipper zipped with pliers in my hand. I've cut off my circulation. There's no way I can sit
tight as they can.
I'll pass out if I bend over, 'cause these jeans just don't fit.
These jeans won't go over my thighs. Every morning when I weigh, I curse my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside. And I can't wear another pair. They might make my butt look square
like the Frigidaire.
There's so much out there I can't resist. Ice cream and Thai buffet. It's such a pain. There's so much out there I can't resist. Levi and Calvin Klein, I won't let you down.
She won't let you down.
I wanna wear you both on nights out on the town. But my willpower is weakening. Got a Snickers in my grill.
Gonna stuff my face.
Tear this bad boy up right now. 'Cause rice cakes taste like shit.
These jeans won't go over my thighs.
Every morning when I weigh, I curse my DNA.
These jeans look good when it's cold outside.
And I can't wear make me look like SpongeBob, okay? I'm not wearing them.
These jeans.
Get those chips away from me.
I got some fried pork rinds.
Stop laughing.
Oh, look. Chips Ahoy. Ooh.
Oh, you are so going to hell for doing this to me.
The munchy kind.
One of my other favorite flashbacks was when our very own Martha Stewart shared our pain in being really tired of green bean casserole.
It's best to buy green beans that are sold loose rather than in packages, so you can avoid the older, wilted ones.
That's exactly how older women shop for a man on them over 50 dating sites.
Paula Deen, everybody.
Oh, for Pete's sake, not her again.
Hi, y'all.
Martha, how come she gets to butt in on the show?
A clause in my contract. I should have paid closer attention.
Okay, girl, what are we doing with green beans today? Green beans are yummy.
The quintessential Thanksgiving casserole has been made better than ever by combining fresh green beans, homemade mushroom sauce, and savory fried shallots.
Girl, I gotta tell you, I am tired of green bean casserole. Ain't y'all tired of green bean casserole? I am tired of green bean casserole. Honey, I am finished with that stuff.
All right. How about pan-seared green beans with coconut?
Oh, green beans and coconut? Martha, that's just crazy talk.
This dish is quite popular in India.
India?
Now, for this recipe, we will start with 12 fresh curry leaves.
And you want to add all that curry? Curry makes me toot. I took a trip to India last year. All I did was toot the whole time I was there. Toot, toot,
for
toot.
For the love of...
Stinks.
What do you suggest?
How about some fried green beans with sweet southern hot mustard?
Of course.
First, you're going to want to get out your vintage Pyrex Amish nesting bowl.
I beg your
pardon? You don't have one?
No.
All right, here we go.
Here
we're going to need a cup and a fourth of Dijon mustard, eighth of a teaspoon of dry mustard, tablespoon of hot sauce, 3 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 3/4 cup of honey, and we're going to fry this in grapeseed oil, okay? So you got to make sure you got some of that. We're going to need 4 egg whites, 3 cups of flour, 3 cups of club soda. I know you got some of that around.
I'm sorry. I believe I just mixed the rest of it in with my scotch, dear.
And we're going to need 1 pound of green beans.
I'd like to pound your face.
What was that?
I said I love grits.
You're going to put all your mustards, your hot sauce, your soy sauce, and your honey in a small saucepan over low heat. And you're going to whisk all of that about 5 minutes till it's all together. All right, we're going to put that in a bowl and set it aside so it can cool. Martha, would you take that crab apple plate right there and line it with paper towels? That plate belonged to my mother.
Don't care.
Okay, we're going to pour about 4 inches of oil in a large pot and heat it up to 350 degrees. Then you're going to put your egg whites together, whisk in your flour and your club soda. And that's the batter for your beans. So you're going to dip your beans in there, and we're going to lower them beans into the oil. And you're going to have to stir that a little bit more. They're going to stick.
Shut up.
All right, then you wait about 3 minutes, and they're golden brown. Yum. And you just serve them up with your mustard sauce. Yum.
We're out of time.
Perfect.
Sorry about that.
Of course. I'll speak with you soon, dear.
Y'all come eat.
Shut up.
You guys, our own Martha Stewart and Paula Deen.
That's fun. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder. It's true. There's no place like home for the holidays. And if you plan on entertaining at home this season, it's important to remember it is illegal to serve alcohol to anyone under the legal drinking age. And in Alabama, that's 21. Be smart. Be safe this holiday season.
It's a Roxbury special request. Yes, somebody requested the following.
I'm glad somebody finally moved into that vacant house down the street, but something funny's going on in that house. And you don't need to be going over there with a welcome basket until we find out what it is.
I'm just being neighborly.
No, we're keeping our distance.
You're suspicious of everybody. You watch too many cop shows.
We'll see about that. Some scary looking people just moved in down the street, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. My husband wants to go by for a little meet and greet, but I don't want to meet the neighbors. There's always lots of splashing, but they don't have a pool. They got a big Rottweiler who looks at me and drools. The cops are always over there, yet no one has a clue. Oh, 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 oh. I think they got a meth lab over there, too.
Meth lab?
Yeah. Got a conversion van with painted dragons on the side, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. The ice cream man won't come here because the children run and hide. I don't want to meet the neighbors. I was gonna have a party, lots of girls and pampered chef. But all my friends said, uh-uh, cause they're all scared to death. Are they raising demon camels, or are they cooking meth? Oh, 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 oh. Listen to that. Those are not ordinary animals over there.
Sounds just like your mother.
Did you just say that, really? Oh, see? The meth lab just exploded. Didn't you hear it? Roger!
Did you call the cops?
I didn't have to. You haven't noticed they've been staked out at the end of the street all week long?
You can kiss that housewarming invite goodbye.
Yeah, they'll be holding that party down at Metro.
Good news! It's time for our annual vacation!
Yay!
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't afford to go to the Grand Canyon.
Aww.
But we can afford to go to Larry's Canyon.
Yay, Larry's Canyon.
Hi, I'm Larry of Larry's Canyon. 15 years ago, I dug the very first Larry's Canyon, and now the franchise has grown to canyons in 7 states. Now, we're looking to expand again. If you think you'd like to own your very own Larry's Canyon Canyon, all you need is a desire to succeed, a shovel, and $30,000. We'll send you everything you need to get started, including blueprints of your canyon, pre-printed tickets, and of course, the legendary Larry's Canyon name. Turn your backyard into a tourist attraction. Join the Larry's Canyon family today. Then you too will be earning big bucks from people who don't know quality attractions from a hole in the ground.
A Roxbury flashback.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Listen, how long is it going to be before you get done?
I don't know. What you need?
Well, it's going to take me about another 15 minutes to finish rolling my hair.
You know, you're the only person I know who still rolls their hair, wet hair, on those big Coke can curlers.
Then I got to sit under the dryer for about 45 minutes.
The one I got you?
I'm still using that old one I had when you were a baby.
You're not using that awesome hair dryer I bought you last year?
No, I'm still using my bicentennial dryer.
It's a relic.
Yeah, that's the one your Aunt Rita gave me for my birthday back in 76.
I remember. The one that came with a free pack of Winston 100s?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
So that'll all take about an hour, and I've got to get to the store. I figure you ought to be out and about by then, and, well, you could go for me.
Yeah. What do you need?
Well, I just need you to pick up a few things.
Oh, great.
Okay, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
I need some lemon juice.
I got you some lemon juice.
No, I don't want that kind. I mean the real lemon.
What?
Lemon juice in the bottle, Jolene.
It is lemon juice.
You brought me one of those little plastic lemons.
So?
You never know where that stuff is coming from, Jolene.
Honestly.
And you know how your dad feels about imports of any kind.
Very well, yes.
All right, now are you writing this down,
I
Jolene?
I am.
Okay, now I need some toothpicks. Oh, you're not writing this down.
Yes, I am.
You're lying to me, I can tell, you know.
No, I'm not.
Ever since you tried to make me believe your teddy bear was the one who wet the bed.
Mama, we're on the air.
Okay.
Okay? Please.
Okay, just regular toothpicks.
I got it.
Not the kind with the little pom-poms on the end of them, okay?
Okay.
I'm cooking some of those bacon-wrapped chicken livers with the water chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put those fancy pants toothpicks in the oven, Jolene.
I know.
Remember when you put some of them in the broiler a few years ago, Jolene?
Yeah, it was an accident.
We were all pulling plastic out of our teeth for days after that.
I know. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Okay, I need a can of that spray-on cheese.
Not in my house.
Well, you don't have to eat any of it, but your Uncle Bertrand loves it.
Spray cheese.
It's the closest thing to real cheese he can eat.
Okay, I'll do it for Uncle Bertrand.
Well, and he's only got his upper plate this year. So it's going to be hard for him to eat.
What happened to his teeth?
The poor dear. They made him take it out at the airport security checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never gave it back.
Ugh.
Okay, I need some extra strength Bounty paper towels.
Okay.
Don't get those cheap paper towels again, Jolene.
Okay, I won't.
You've gotten really bad about that.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, just a couple more things.
Please.
I need some of those little baby chiclets in the little bag.
Chicken? Chick?
No, the gum.
Oh.
Chiclets.
I didn't know you could.
You know, they're kind of like little micro chiclets in the bag, and they're all different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like those. Get me some of them.
Okay. Baby chiclets. Gum. Why can't any of the other kids do anything?
Well, they're all busy, Jolene. They have...
Here we go.
They have real jobs.
Look, I love you, and I'll take care of everything, okay?
Okay. Love you, baby.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Hey, now. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and we do want you to find us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Remember to meet us back here next week, because we will be back next week. Also, look for our podcast at fmtalk1065.com. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.